Sue musician Greg Norrie is fighting back against allegations that he sexually abused the lead singer of Sum 41 when he managed the band back in the 1990s. In a prepared statement released Thursday afternoon to media outlets, including Sue Today, Norrie denies that he groomed Derek Whibley and insists the two had a consensual sexual relationship that began when both of them were adults. "The accusation that I initiated the relationship is false," Norrie says in his statement. "I did not initiate it. Whibley initiated it, aggressively." In his newly released book, Whibley alleges that he was coerced into a sexual relationship by Norrie, co-founder of the popular band Treble Charger, after becoming a mentor to the teenage musician. Norrie is currently employed by the Algoma Conservatory of Music as recording studio manager and engineer at The Loft. But after the allegations emerged, it appeared that working relationship was in question after his online biography was suddenly deleted from the conservatory's website. On Tuesday, Guy Traficanti, principal and artistic director for the Algoma Conservatory of Music, initially came to Norrie's defense. "I have no information regarding these allegations. I understand Greg Norrie has said the allegations are false," Traficanti wrote in an email to Sue Today. "Greg Norrie has always been fully professional in his work here. I have received only excellent comments from the people he has worked with. I certainly hope these allegations will not impact his excellent work here in any way." On Wednesday, after Norrie's biography vanished from the website, Traficanti declined to comment on Norrie's employment status. "I can likely follow up with further details by early next week," he said. By Thursday night, Norrie's biography was back on the site with a personal message at the top. "Hello everyone," it says. "I will be taking a 4-week leave of absence to address the recent false allegations made against me. I have responded to these allegations through statements in the press. I sincerely appreciate the support you have shown. Thank you, Greg Norrie." Released earlier this week, Whibley's memoir, Walking Disaster: My Life Through Heaven and Hell, revealed the sexual abuse he allegedly endured during his relationship with Norrie in his new book. He also spoke about the alleged abuse in interviews with the Toronto Star and Los Angeles Times, among others. Whibley was 16 years old when he first met Norrie in the mid-90s. The Treble Charger frontman was in his mid-30s. The Sum 41 singer wrote that Norrie became like an older brother or even father figure to me, adding that Whibley and his bandmates didn't know Norrie's age at the time, but didn't care. Norrie eventually became the band's manager, but according to Whibley, there was one condition attached. "He wanted total control," he wrote in the book. "He promised to protect us. We were so young and hungry that we believed him." It wasn't long after that, Whibley wrote, when his relationship with Norrie turned physical during a warehouse party in New York. He was 18 years old at the time. "We were jammed in a gross bathroom stall and I was talking nonstop when he reached over, grabbed my face, and kissed me on the mouth passionately," Whibley wrote. "I was very confused. Was that okay? Was I upset? Did I like it? Was he gay? Was he just high and being crazy? So many thoughts were coming at me so quickly that I couldn't comprehend them." Whibley kept the encounter secret from his bandmates, but he says Norrie persuaded him to continue the physical aspect of the relationship. Whibley said his mentor kept pushing for things to happen when we were together, adding that he felt like I was being pressured to do something against my will. Whibley continued the relationship despite not being attracted to men, although he couldn't take things much further than rolling around, making out and sometimes jerking each other off, according to an article published by USA Today this week. "I was so embarrassed that I had gotten myself into this mess, but I also felt guilty for being embarrassed, like that somehow made me homophobic," Whibley writes. "I was still in a place where I needed to believe Greg was great, and the thought of him being a sexual predator was something I chose to bury. I couldn't tell people any of this. I wanted to protect him." His relationship with Norrie came to an end after he began dating pop-punk singer Avril Lavigne in 2004. Whibley, who was afraid of Norrie's reaction to his new relationship, said he would sneak in and out of Lavigne's Toronto home, which was just two doors down from Norrie's home. Whibley later confided in Levine about his experiences with Nori. That's when Levine told him, "That's abuse. He sexually abused you." Later, I lay in bed thinking. Was it abuse? Could it be abuse if I went along with it? Whibley writes, I didn't think it was abuse. It was my own fault. I was not a victim. I refused to allow myself to think that I was a victim of sexual abuse. What made a 35-year-old adult give a teen his phone number backstage at a concert? Why did a famous rock star want to hang out with a kid who looked and acted like he was 14 years old? Whibley writes, he added that Nori's behavior seems predatory. Back then, I genuinely thought he wanted to check out my band, but as an adult and in the position I'm in now, that just sounds ludicrous. Whibley says he never heard the term grooming until he became an adult. Was it abuse? Was it my own fault? Is this why he gave us all drugs and alcohol at such a young age? I don't know, he writes. At the very least, I can't deny that he was incredibly manipulative. Nori has never been criminally charged in connection with the allegations outlined in Whibley's book. In his statement to Sue Today Thursday, Nori said the accusation that he engaged in a non-consensual sexual relationship with Whibley is a lie, while acknowledging there was a consensual sexual relationship between the two. When the relationship began, Whibley was an adult, as was I, he wrote. The accusation that I pressured Whibley to continue the relationship is false. The accusation that I pressured Whibley to continue the relationship by accusing him of homophobia is false. Ultimately, the relationship simply faded out. Consensually, our business relationship continued. The publisher of Whibley's memoir has since pulled the plug on media requests for interviews with the Sum 41 singer after the bombshell allegations became public. At this time, we are placing a pause on further interviews, but are happy to provide you with a copy of the book for editorial purposes, and we remain available to support your coverage in other ways, said Alyssa Boyden, publicist for Simon & Schuster Canada, in an email to Sue Today Tuesday.